Good Monday. Today is August the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time the next couple days, visit with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora, soybean pathologist and nematologist, talking about scouting soybeans this time of year. In particular, we're going to talk about digging some roots today and looking for soybean cyst nematode on those. We'll have all the details coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora. He is our soybean pathologist and nematologist with OSU Extension. And Horacio, interesting, as we look at beans around the state, some places look really good. Other places maybe struggled a little bit to get started, but they are starting to fill in. But now is the time to go out and do some scouting. And part of the things we can scout for includes soybean cyst nematode. Now, oftentimes we talk about collecting soil samples to try and figure out what the number is, but this is actually the time of year where folks can test themselves just with a simple spade and maybe a bucket of water.
Yes. How are you, Dusty? Yeah, thank you for having me here. Absolutely. This is a time when we want to be walking our fields. We are in that reproductive stage of the soybean where we really want them to be healthy, right? We want to scout the fields. We want to look for any particular symptoms. We are now in the part of the growing stages where we will be able to identify foliar diseases if they're present, right? And we want to make sure that if we are in that R3 to R5 growth stage, and we do, encounter foliar diseases such as frog eye leaf spots, for example, that's a time that we really want to protect our beans. Encourage everyone to start scouting fields. In the case of diagnosis comes that, we actually have foliar diseases, maybe that will warrant a fungicide application. Most of the time, I will not recommend spraying if really soybeans are looking very healthy and at this growing stage. But we need to go and walk our fields to know that, right? As you mentioned, while we're doing this, we can also check our roots. So soybean cyst nematode is a very important pathogen of soybean in North America, and it infects the root system and it will reproduce. It's a pathogen that can, during a growing season, complete 4 to 6 life generation, depending on the environmental conditions, right? Depending on the soil types, if you have a susceptible soybean. So July, August, September, we are 6-8 weeks after planting. If the soybean cyst nematode is present in those fields, they will be completing multiple generations, at least 2 generations, and the root system will not lie. So getting those plants with the help of a shovel, very gently removing the soil, sometimes it's really helpful to start, taking apart the soil and having that root system against the soil. With an aid of a hand lens, you will be able to see these females attached to the root system. They are extremely smaller compared to nodules, something not to confuse. We want to see our root system full of nitrogen-fixing nodules. We don't want to see our root system covered with soybean cyst nematode.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up our conversation with Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nicora talking about a video that he put together. You can find it at corn.osu.edu. Just follow the links. And it gives a good description of how to go ahead and dig those roots and analyze them.
Yes, sometimes you know it's easy to tell someone go grab a shovel and check your roots, and I can say that because I do it almost every day, right? So I know exactly what to go and look for. So yeah, we put together a nice video. I hope that it's helpful. And we did this in the Western Agricultural Research Station from Ohio State University. That's our research station in South Charleston, Ohio. That's a field that is infested with soybean disease nematode. We know we have it. So, you know, the video shows the way that I will normally go and scout and check the roots for soybean disease nematode. Also provided a bunch of pictures showing in the same root system the presence of those nitrogen fixing nodules that we want, and along those roots the soybean seed nematode. So a nice comparison there just to show how small the nematode is. One thing that, you know, sometimes I will you know tell growers is you know, it's a great time now to go and check the roots. My recommendation really and more strongly is in fields that are already infested with soybean seed nematode and you are adopting some type of management that you want to verify if it's working. This would be a great way to just, you know, pull those roots and see if the nematodes are there and in the numbers that will indicate that maybe our management strategy is not working. Sometimes, you know, we're curious, we're scouting for other diseases. Why not? Let's check the roots. If you encounter with soybean disease nematode, you have plenty of time to plan for your management strategy for the next seasons to come. I will strongly recommend, though, that A, if you pull some plants and you do not see soybean disease nematode, if you were not able to see in the root system soybean disease nematode, still, you know, at the end of the year after harvest, collect a soil sample. Not because we haven't, you know, picked those plants with nematode doesn't mean that our field doesn't have this problem. The soybean disease nematode tends to be very aggregated in space. So we will have hot spots being generated, and then with movement of soil, that's how the nematode will move more easily and in larger areas, right? But, you know, you can perfectly be pulling roots from an area that really has very little or non-soybean seed nematode, and just a few feet over there, you have a hot spot, and you miss that. And sometimes when you go and take a soil sample, a composite soil sample, you can capture that variation more easily. So those will be my tips, right? A, if you don't detect soybean seed nematode by checking your roots, it doesn't mean that there's no soybean seed nematode. I strongly recommend a composite soil sample at the end of the season or any time. And then B, if you do pull a root system to check those roots and you do the soybean disease nematode, then that just gives you an entire half a year to start planning for what to do. And we can help with that absolutely in the Soybean Pathology and Nematology Lab here at Ohio State.
Again, my guest today, Dr. Horacio Lopez-Nacora, soybean pathologist and nematologist at The Ohio State University, talking about doing root digs for soybean cyst nematode. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.